Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
We're recapping Thursday Night Football and setting your Week 4 lineups next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers, and I'm flying solo here on a Friday morning episode to answer some start sit questions from you, our Fantasy Football Today listeners. But first, let's do a quick recap of Thursday's Bengals win over the Dolphins. And obviously, if you were watching this game, the big news here is the scary injury that Tua Tagovailoa suffered, where he left with head and neck injuries, was taken to the hospital. He's being released from the hospital after the game, apparently, and he will travel home with the team. That's great news, given how scary that injury was. And honestly, at this point, we're just hoping for the best here. And, you know, his week five and beyond status is kind of secondary. But, you know, the Dolphins, if Tua Tagovailoa is out, will have to play with Teddy Bridgewater as their starting quarterback. He came into this game and he was okay. You know, 14 for 23, 193 yards, a touchdown and an interception. The touchdown was on a deep ball to Tyreek Hill, who just had an absolutely monstrous game after being a little quiet in week three. 10 catches, 160 yards on 14 targets. He had a long play to Tyreek Hill. Teddy Bridgewater did. That was, you know, it wasn't a perfect throw, but it was good enough. Tyreek Hill made a great play to, you know, stay with a bobbled ball that got the Dolphins down inside the five. But the offense for Miami didn't really get the job done on Thursday night. They mostly struggled to cap drives off. They actually finished with 378 yards on 60 total plays. That's 6.3 yards per play. That's not a bad game. You know, the issue was Miami having to settle for, if my math is correct, 3 field goals on their drives. They went 2 for 10 on third downs. It was a little feast or famine for them. They'll need to figure that out. And, you know, obviously playing without Tua Tagovailoa for half the game, Jalen Waddle didn't seem to be, you know, at 100%. He only had 2 catches for 39 yards. He was dealing with that groin injury in practice this week. So I'm not too worried about that. But obviously, you know, Tua Tagovailoa's status is going to be a big thing for the Dolphins. We'll do a quick winner and a quick loser for this game before moving on to some questions. And if you want to get your questions answered either on this show or the Fantasy Football Today show in full, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com is the way to do it. And winners, Tyreek Hill, we already mentioned him, but also T. Higgins, who just continues to play really, really well. As I think at this point, we can just say he's a 1B for the Cincinnati Bengals. He is not a number two receiver. He led the team in targets, had 9 to Jamar Chase's 6. T. Higgins had 7 catches for 124 yards and a touchdown. He's been a reliable, you know, Jamar Chase has struggled to hit on the big plays that we got used to seeing from him last year. He did have one longer catch today, but yeah, T. Higgins had 93 yards on 5 catches in week 3, 71 yards on 6 catches with a touchdown in week 2. That's 2 weeks in a row for T. Higgins with a catch over 40 yards. And he's a top 12 wide receiver for me. I think this offense can support both of them. And Jamar Chase, you know, hopefully he'll get going as this offense starts to figure things out. Loser for this one, Chase Edmonds. If you started him, you got bailed out with another short touchdown, but Raheem Mostert ran the ball much, much better and much more frequently than Chase Edmonds. Chase Edmonds had 5 carries for 6 yards, 2 catches for 14 yards. Raheem Mostert was in the late game, 2-minute drill stuff, and rushed for 69 yards on 15 carries. He's the better back for the Miami Dolphins. Chase Edmonds does have the goal line work. That's 3 touchdowns in the past 2 games from in short. But outside of that, he's looking like a touchdown or bust kind of guy. So I would try to be selling Chase Edmonds if anybody's buying. I don't think anybody is, and definitely not viewing him as someone I feel comfortable starting. Let's move on to some of those questions to clear out the show. Patrick writes in, start Rashad Bateman or Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't necessarily love either one of them. Got questions about the role and the usage for both, but I do have Rashad Bateman actually ranked a little lower than Juju Smith-Schuster. And the issue for me with Rashad Bateman is just he's been very big play dependent, and he's still not playing a full complement of snaps for Baltimore yet. So if he doesn't hit on the big plays, as we saw last week, he actually did have a long game. But outside of that, only 2 catches. He's been very, very hit or miss. And at some point, he's going to stop getting a 45-yard catch every week, and it's going to be pretty ugly. So I think Juju Smith-Schuster in a game that could be a shootout with Tampa Bay, a little bit of a better option. Another question from Joe. Need to start 2 of these running backs in half PPR league. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Ramondre Stevenson, or Jeff Wilson. So I think I would go with Stevenson and Jeff Wilson. I don't love Stevenson with Brian Hoyer taking over a quarterback in all likelihood for the New England Patriots. They're doing the Patriots thing where it's like, oh, he could play even though he has a high ankle sprain. I don't think Mac Jones is going to play. So I'm expecting Brian Hoyer to be out there, and that makes this offense, you know, a lot less interesting. And it's not a particularly interesting offense to begin with, but you know, Ramondre Stevenson is someone I have ranked 1 spot ahead of J.K. Dobbins, and it's mostly just I trust his role more. You know, I trust he's going to be getting a lot of passing downs work. I trust that he's going to get, you know, 10-ish carries for the Patriots, and that makes me feel better than Dobbins, who is, you know, still working his way back from that injury. He didn't look great in week 3. He didn't look terrible. I thought he was just getting his feet under him. His role will grow, but I trust Stevenson's role more. And Jeff Wilson, I think, is the obvious other answer, so I would go with Jeff Wilson and Ramondre Stevenson over J.K. Dobbins and Travis Etienne. And that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll see you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.